Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about types of Lespedeza used as forage crops in Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. Dr. Lemus, producers are always looking for a summer legume that can complement their summer grasses. What is Lespedeza?
Lespedeza is a deep-rooted legume that can be established successfully in cultivated areas as well as in marginal lands or soils. They are tolerant to drought, low pH, they are non-bloating, and have lower yield potential than other forage legumes. However, Lespedeza does respond well to both lime and fertilizer, especially potassium and phosphorus. Lespedeza can be used as a forage crop for grazing, hay, or soil stabilization such as erosion control and land reclamation.
And how can Lespedeza be established?
Lespedeza is usually established as a pure stand or as a companion legume with cool and warm season grasses, perennial grasses especially. The seeding rate varies with the type of Lespedeza being used. When seeding into warm season perennial pastures, you need to broadcast or drill the seed in late summer or early spring, and you need to adjust seeding rates according to germination. If germination is less than 85%, then you need to increase that seeding rate. If the seed is not pre-inoculated, it's necessary to inoculate the seed with the recommended Rhizobium strand of inoculant. The seed can be broadcast into Vermeer grass or Bahia grass pasture in late fall or early mid-April to mid-May. Usually disturbing the existing sod with light disking prior to broadcasting can increase seed soil contact and improve stand establishment. It is best recommended to use a no-till drill in this case.
And how many types of Lespedeza can be used in Mississippi?
There are three species of Lespedeza that are grouped in two different groups. Annual Lespedeza, which is include two species such as Stratid and Korean Lespedeza, and a perennial Lespedeza known as Sericea Lespedeza.
So what are some of the characteristics of annual Lespedeza?
Annual Lespedezas are fine stem, leafy legumes with a shallow taproot. Both types can grow in a pH range from 4.5 to 7. They are short-day legumes that begin flowering in late August and set seed in mid-September and mid-October. When managed properly, annual Lespedeza can reseed themselves. Annual Lespedeza is more productive in late summer, usually July to mid-October, and can complement perennial warm season grasses to improve yield and forage quality. For example, Stratid Lespedeza has a prostate growth, which makes it better suited for grazing than hay production. But on the other hand, Korean Lespedeza tend to have a more upright growth and have a late seed production cycle.
So what about Sericea Lespedeza and its utilization?
Sericea Lespedeza is the perennial species used for forage production. It is drought resistant, can tolerate shade, and is not well adapted to poor drained soils. Sericea Lespedeza is a shrubby plant that is about 2 to 5 feet tall. It flowers from mid-July to early October. Sericea Lespedeza is slow to establish with rather a weak seedling stage, but it can grow from May to September. Usually germination and seedling growth are regulated by day length and temperature. Growth increases at day length exceeds 11 hours and with maximum growth with 13 to 15 hours of daylight. The optimum temperature for germination ranges from 68 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. It tolerates shade better than annual species. Sericea Lespedeza is recognized for high levels of crude protein, but quality is usually offset by high concentration of tannins that bind with proteins, leaving them unavailable for digestion.
Okay, Rocky, so the forage newsletter is online in case any folks want to learn more. How can we locate that?
You go to the Mississippi State University Extension Service website at ext.mss.state.edu, and you click on Forage Newsletters at the top and then click on Forage News to get to all the newsletters that we have archived in there.
So ext.mss.state.edu, right?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.